1번입니다. 다음 대화를 듣고 여자가 찾고자 하는 위치를 고르세요.
Excuse me, do you know if there is a bank around here? I want to exchange traveler's checks for dollars.
Yes, there's one not too far from here. It's on North Street.
Where's that?
Turn left at the corner and walk one block to East Avenue. Then, turn to your right and walk straight up to North Street.
So, where's the bank?
There. Turn right and you'll see it on your left.
Thank you. You've been very helpful.
2번입니다. 다음을 듣고 그림의 상황을 가장 잘 표현한 대화를 고르세요.
Number 1.
Hi, I had a reservation for 6:30. It's under the name Brown.
Yes, Ms. Brown. Right this way, please. Number 2.
Do you have any vacancies?
All rooms are booked. Sorry about that. Number 3. Excuse me, but your car is blocking my driveway.
I'm really sorry. I'll move it right away.
Number 4.
What's the special of the day today?
Our special of the day is smoked salmon. Number 5.
What can I do for you?
I'd like to open a bank account.
3번입니다. 다음 대화를 듣고 여자의 직업을 고르세요.
I have an appointment with your boss. Can I see him now?
Yes, just a moment, please. He will be right out. Please, have a seat.
Thank you.
Would you like a cup of coffee?
Yes, please.
4번입니다. 다음 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불해야 할 금액을 고르세요.
Next, please.
I want a cheeseburger.
That's $4.
Can I use this 50% discount coupon?
Of course. Anything to drink?
I want two Cokes.
It's $1 each.
I have another coupon.
Sorry, but just one coupon at a time.
Okay, then give me just one cheeseburger and one Coke, please.
5번입니다. 다음 대화를 듣고 여자가 전화를 건 목적을 고르세요.
Hello, the Clay residence.
Oh, hello. I'm calling about an advertisement in the paper for an electric stove. Is it still for sale?
Yes, it is.
Oh, good. How old is it?
It's about 3 years old. It has 4 burners and it's in very good condition.
Are you still using it?
No, we've bought a new gas stove.
6번입니다. 다음 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 고르세요.
C,
St. Lucia Clinic. May I help you?
I'd like to make an appointment with the doctor.
When do you want to see him?
When might he be available?
Can you come tomorrow morning at 11?
Yes, that'll be fine.
What's your name, please?
James Brown.
Hi, Mary.
Do you want a cup of coffee?
Yes. Just a minute. My cup's on my desk.
That's okay. We've got a disposable cup.
No, I don't use them anymore. Let me get my cup.
Really? Why not?
Did you know that styrofoam cups never break down? If I used a styrofoam cup today, it could still be around in 500 years. So I use my own cup.
Wow, I didn't know that. How long does it take to get to the station?
About 20 minutes. Are you in a hurry?
Yes, I promised my friend to meet him there at 5:30. He always shows up at least 10 minutes earlier. I'm sure he's there by now.
I see. I'll take a shortcut and you can get there by 5:40.
It's
useful, of course, but people use it too often. I think they should use it only when they really need to get in touch with someone.
Right. People have to turn it off when they are in a public place like a hospital. It often annoys other people.
I quite agree with you. By the way, did you hear that using it while driving is prohibited?
It's reasonable. Using it while driving is as dangerous as drunk driving.
Excuse me, can I pay for this shirt here?
I'm sorry, but I've just closed this counter for the night.
What do you mean? It's only 8:40, and the store doesn't close till 9 p.m.
That's true, but we start closing up some of our counters after 8:30.
So how can I pay for this shirt?
There's a counter open near the front door. You can pay there. This is Bill Rogers at ABC. And now for today's forecast. Today we will experience a large amount of snow. And tomorrow we will experience the same weather as today. So you'd better wear warm clothes to protect yourself against the cold. The day after tomorrow, however, will be partly cloudy in the morning and then sunny and clear in the afternoon. And the temperatures will go up to around 9 degrees Celsius again.
12번입니다. 다음 대화를 듣고 여자가 주차장에 차를 주차할 수 없는 이유를 고르세요.
I'm sorry, but you can't park here.
It'll just be 10 minutes.
But this is a no parking zone. You have to move on.
I'm waiting for my husband. He went to the post office.
This street is too narrow and it has had heavy traffic all day. You have to drive around the block to wait for him. Otherwise, you can use that pay parking lot over there.
I'm sorry, but I can't. I don't have a driver's license.
13번입니다. 다음 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 결정하려고 하는 것이 무엇인지 고르세요.
Why don't you get something to eat?
I'll go along with that. I'm getting hungry.
But we ought to settle one thing first. I'll treat you today.
No way. It's my turn. Lunch is on me.
If you insist, I'll tell you what. How about tossing a coin for it?
All right.
14번입니다. 다음 대화를 듣고 남자의 직업을 고르세요.
May I see your passport and customs form, please?
Here you are.
Do you have anything to declare?
I have one bottle of whiskey and two packs of cigarettes.
What would you say the dollar value of these items are?
About $100.
Are you carrying any animals or agricultural products?
Nothing.
Would you mind opening your bag?
Not at all.
15번입니다. 다음을 듣고 마지막에 이어질 말로 알맞은 것을 고르세요.
On my way home, I dropped by a store to buy some notebooks, pencils, and other things. I chose everything I needed, and then I put my hand in my pocket and realized my wallet was gone. I could not remember where I left it or where I lost it. Maybe it was stolen. I was very embarrassed. But the man at the store smiled at me and said I could have what I wanted and pay later. So I said,
다음 16번부터 19번까지는 여자의 마지막 말에 이어질 남자의 응답으로 알맞은 것을 고르는 문제입니다. 16번입니다.
I wonder if you could do me a big favor.
Sure, what is it?
Could you give me a lift to the airport on Friday?
I think so. What time do you need to be there?
I should be at the airport by 7 o'clock.
Okay, I'll pick you up at your place at 6 p.m.
That's too early. It'll only take 20 minutes to get there.
17번입니다.
I need to ask you one more question about something. Do you mind?
No. About what?
I'm wondering about tipping.
You're not sure how much to tip?
No, I'm not. And I get nervous trying to decide whether I should or not.
Well, it's not always clear. We usually tip about 15% in restaurants, but we don't tip at all in fast food places. Oh, I feel awful.
What happened?
I caught a cold.
You sound terrible. Did you see a doctor?
Yes.
And what did he say?
He told me to take some aspirins and get plenty of rest.
That's good advice. I guess you can't go to the basketball game tonight.
No, I'm sorry.
New housing. Harry speaking. May I help you?
Yes. I'm looking for a two-bedroom apartment, please.
Certainly. What price range are you looking for?
Well, no more than about $200 a week.
Which area do you want?
I'd like to live close to my work in the downtown area.
Don't give up your life by making impossible plans for your future. A grand plan is not helpful if you can't achieve it. Don't set your goals too high. It will increase pressure and cause new anxiety. You will worry about achieving the goal. Set realistic goals for yourself instead of grand and impossible plans, and take one step at a time to reach your goals. Remember that life is precious, and you need to live in the present as well as have your dreams for your future.